From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Dawn Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And with us today, we have Janice Bailey, and she's with Lab Rescue of OK. Right, Janice?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us today, Janice.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit to Janice first off to start our show. Janice, tell us a little bit now. You all were involved with Purina's Rally to Rescue Doing More for Pets contest, right?
That's correct. We entered one of our rescue dogs in the Rally to Rescue's Purina's contest, and he was selected as a top 10 finalist. And so now we have the opportunity to make the finals, and if he is selected as the best rescue story, then he will, our rescue group will get about $5,000 worth of dog food, and that would last us for about 6 months.
Great. What is the name of the dog?
His name is Pierce, and he came to us as a stray that a couple picked up. He had a rabies tag on, and when they tried out of, I think, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and they tried to, you know, they contacted the vet, and then they tried to locate the owners, but all the numbers were disconnected. And they put flyers up, and then they had no response. So finally they contacted us and asked if we could take him into our program. And we said, well, sure. And when he came into the program, he had hookworms, which is an intestinal parasite. And he also had heartworms, which is a fatal disease if it's not treated. So with heartworms, it takes about a month or to a month and a half of, they have to stay in their crate, and they just let out to go to the bathroom and then put back in the crate, because if you have too many of the dying heartworms break off, it can kill the dog. And his foster family, all of our dogs in our rescues go into foster families so that they can look at the temperament of the dog, do a little training, so we can find the best homes for them. And our foster family, Janet and Brian, they noticed that his teeth, he had a real bad odor. And so when they took him in, at one of his vet appointments, they talked to the vet about it, and the vet looked at his teeth and thought, you know, there's some issues going on there. But so when his heartworm treatments were done, they took him back in to extract some of the teeth, some of his teeth, and then they, one of the vet techs there noticed that he had a lump on his shoulder. So when they put him under, they went ahead and x-rayed that, and they removed a bullet.
A bullet?
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Someone had actually shot the dog. Yeah, it was, you know, he, according to the foster family and his adopted family, he's just, is the sweetest dog you can ever imagine. But anyway, the vet did remove the bullet fragment, and the damaged teeth, the vet said, was either from being kicked in the face or hit with some kind of blunt object.
Goodness.
They had broken off at the gum line, which is how you, that particular injury apparently is only, you can only get in that particular manner. So, they got him, you know, healed up, and we had a
Bless you.
It'll tickle my throat. We had a wonderful family from Salisaw area. They live out on a in a farm, about 165 acre farm, and they ended up adopting Pierce.
So he's has a happy family now.
Absolutely wonderful out there.
Just a testament to what, you know, to how, I mean, it's, if you think about dogs, they're basically raised to be companion animals, and you know, for a dog that's been that mistreated and gone through that many things in life to still have a, to still be friendly and loving, I mean, it just, it's a testament to those animals and just how amazing they are.
You know, they're, and Labs are just great, great animals. They're real good people dogs. They want to be with people. You know, with our rescue group, we have, when we adopt out, you know, the dog has to be indoors at night with the family. It's, we don't adopt to families that keep them outside at night. And they do better that way as well. And they're actually wonderful dogs. And he was a great example of, you know, of a real sweet, calm, very calm, good-natured dog.
Wow.
So we were really excited to see him find a nice home.
And the most popular breed.
Yeah, Lab. Yeah,
and then to be selected for the contest, that was pretty cool too.
Yeah. So if folks want to learn a little bit more about your rescue operation, how might they be able to do that, Janice?
They can do that by going to www.labrescue.net.
Okay. Wonderful. Well,
and
so
if they would like to vote for Pierce,
that's what I was going to ask.
If they would like to vote for Pierce, if they would go to www.rallytorescue.org,
mm-hmm.
then there'll be a little button at the top of the screen that says vote for pets, and then they can look. There's 10 finalists, and they can look at all the little videos online, and then select the little vote for Pierce and click submit.
Great. Well, if you want to go out and do that, is there a picture? There's a picture they can see what Pierce looks like, right?
There's a picture there. There's a summary of his story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a little video
good.
That shows Pierce then and then Pierce with his new family.
Oh, his campaign wonderful. Video, paid for by Friends of Pierce.
Well, Janice, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Thank you. You have a good day.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Brian, do you want to give us a little bit of news?
Yeah, I have a couple of news stories for us here. One dog story and one animal rescue story. I guess given that we've just been discussing rescue, we'll go on the rescue one. I mean, we've all been there. We've heard stories like Pierce's,
right.
Or we've had it ourselves. You find an animal that's you know, in ill health. You nurse it back to health, and it's your friend for life. For a Costa Rican animal lover, Chito, he found his friend for life in Pocho, the giant crocodile. yes, I know that sounds odd, but he was essentially he found this crocodile when it was younger and really really out of good health. It was
mm-hmm.
It didn't weigh very much. It was only about 150 pounds, which for a croc his size was not very good.
Yeah, that seems pretty small.
He'd been shot in the left eye by a cattle farmer after preying on a herd of cows. And so Chito got some of his friends together, and they loaded the crocodile into his boat. The name Pocho means strength, and so he nursed this reptile back to health with medicine and food, and he slept with it at night and just was there with it all the time. And now this crocodile, which, I mean, it's 5 meters long, which we're talking, you know, 15 feet
mm-hmm.
long, and it's just gigantic. I mean, it's a 980-pound crocodile,
mm-hmm.
and the two just play around in the water and stuff, which I didn't know you could even train crocodiles, and it's got to be dangerous to do this. I mean, I can't imagine. He says that nobody else could do it. He's the only one that Pocho will tolerate, but they play around and wrestle around in the water, and Pocho never hurts him, and I guess it's one of those bonds that never goes away, but I personally...
Until Pocho bites him.
Well... Right. I personally will stick to rescuing dogs if it's
appropriate. Yeah, I think
it's
that's a good idea.
Anyway, moving on to dogs. There's an interesting new study out. We all, you know, we've all lied to our dogs about food before.
Yes.
I have. You whatever it is. But apparently dogs, they're actually very, because, again, we've raised dogs to be companion animals. And
mm-hmm.
so they're not something that evolved organically and we just took them in.
Mm-hmm.
Most breeds of dogs are evolved specifically because of their interactions with us. And so they're very sensitive to human cues. And this new study, they took 3 experiments where they recruited pet owners and tested 16 dogs. And what they did was they presented the dogs with 2 covered buckets, 1 empty, 1 with treats. And in some, the same tester would always signal to the dogs that the empty bucket, in the other trials, the tester would signal the full bucket. And the dogs started out running to the bucket indicated by the testers. But within 5 attempts, the dogs figured out a little less than half the time to run to the bucket not indicated by the deceptive tester. So,
mm-hmm.
in other words, if you routinely lie to your animal about where the food is,
they'll stop believing.
They'll figure it out. So these kinds of tests had been done with chimps before, but obviously chimps have a different level of mental acuity, and it wasn't really known whether dogs could do this. But... they do, and the study suggests that for you are just as much of an indicator to your dog as smell and those other senses, that they're so attuned to us that they can tell when you're not being truthful. And I know, you know, sometimes I think that when I tell my dog we're going to go out, I mean, they hear the word out and they freak, but mm-hmm. it's also a matter of he can sort of tell when I'm getting up and putting shoes on or if I'm moving like I want to go. I mean, they can get excited by those cues. So mm-hmm. I guess if you want to lie to your dog, then you better try to become a good liar because they will figure you out.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian, for the news. And thanks to our guests and everyone. Go out and take care of your pets.